我把人的人的一些观察
什么样的话
我把他人的什么就
今天什么就我就我
好
多
久
我那两年我那两年我
好像我这样
就把他下到了去到家里
去我那么认真的你今天就放着
什么呀我那么多的我也是
我的小时候我的
小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的
小时候我的小时
候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小
时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候
我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我
的小时候我的小时候我的
小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小
时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的
小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候
我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时
候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我
的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的小时候我的咋把这样的事情给我不能说把这
样的事情
有的事情我们要到九万里面去了，他们
那老早就老就去了，是吧？你我妈都那几天说的那个
啷个当些，
是别说
了，说了说了说。包括这种了啥子了，你给那个自己，那那个别把叫。大舅舅的爹爹，那个我都没有去给我去给你讲，我都没有去。那个姐妹呢，那么把这钱花好了，那个什么都
完了，我说我这一
个就上了辈子，
我现在用我就。
对对，你不忙了啦，对，我这样这样这样，主要一到后头干啥，也干什么，是什么情况？我这个就干啥，干啥，干啥，干啥。
Thank you. Namo Rinpoche, Namo Rinpoche, Namo Rinpoche, Dejen Burgum Hayema, Namo Rinpoche, Namo Rinpoche, Dukuma, Nazama, Ijama, Yema, Dama, Rinpoche, 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 Rinpoche,
yawa shen maki tamme suwe ni ku dhari ku sayin ku kheti ki tamme uwa tu tse meki mawa wana gaba ji tu ime saye ji uwa rwa meki, meki, nime tati ki mato ji dwa si shayi uwa rwa tari u shayi uwa nami u shayi uwa nime taa chiri 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 gul si uwa ime jaa chiri ki kaza jini zini ka zini ba mera tibbe shayi uwa wadadiyo nani janji ku sayin ku ji saye ji gula chi zani ni gaba ji tu ki meki で、自分がまたやるのに、どうするのかね、言えた。まず、じゃあ、じゃあ、言っていいんだ、もう、何なんだろうか。どうあれ、でしょう。まあ、何なんだ、僕にも。で、じゃあ、もう、言われて、とりあえずもう、まあ、はよ。うん。
In this prayer of Maitreya, it is said that I prostrate to the bodhicitta, which averts the path to the source of the lower realms of existence and leads one to the path of higher realms of existence, and it, and which shows the path which goes away with that of death and aging. And so just as it is said here, bodhicitta is the foundation of for one's practice of the six perfections. Without bodhicitta, whatever you practice, I mean, in terms of giving or morality and so forth, they will not become practice of the perfections of giving and so forth. And therefore, bodhicitta is the crux of one's practice to make your generosity, practice of generosity and so forth, into the practice of perfection. You need to have bodhicitta. As we said yesterday, just giving and keeping morality and so forth does not become a Mahayana path as such. These are practices which are common to the non-Buddhists and as well as within Buddhism, the practice of giving and so forth are common both to the Hinayana and Mahayana traditions. And therefore, as said in this verse from the prayer of Maitreya, even if you have a very mere kind of contrived or simulated kind of bodhicitta experience within yourself, it helps so much to purify your negativities. It does away the experience of even as contrived and bodhicitta helps you to get rid of the rebirth into the lower realms of existence. Why that is so is mainly because with the help of bodhicitta or this experience or simulated experience of bodhicitta, it helps purify so much powerful negative actions that we have created. And so it is said that bodhicitta is extremely powerful in overcoming the most the greatest kind of negative actions that we create. However powerful these negative actions may be that you have created, they can be overcome with bodhicitta. It is even said that just as the fire at the end of the aeon consumes the world system completely, likewise bodhicitta also helps overcoming the most gravest and heaviest form of negative actions that we create. And so there's no however great amount of negative actions you may have created, and all of them can be overcome by bodhicitta. And there is nothing more powerful an antidote against these negative actions than bodhicitta. Therefore, it is extremely important for us to have, even if it may be just a simulated experience of bodhicitta, to have it so that you turn your actions of giving and giving morality and so forth into the practice of perfections. And then, as we said in the prayer, in the second line, that the bodhicitta also shows or it leads the path of the lower, higher ranks of existence. What we have to understand is that to be born into higher realms of existence, such as human existence and godly realms and so forth, we need to create a very, very powerful, virtuous karma. Again, there is no greater and more powerful practice to create a very powerful and virtuous karma within ourselves than that of bodhicitta. And so, through the practice of bodhicitta, one can lead oneself into the higher realms of existence, the higher realms of existence. And then in the third line it says, it leads one to the state of immortality, beyond aging and death. And so what that means is to take you to the state of nirvana. So bodhicitta has that power of leading you to the state of nirvana or liberation. But here we have to understand that with regard to nirvana, there are those of the nirvana, the lower vehicles or the Hinayana vehicle, and then there are the Mahayana vehicle. And so the nirvana that we are referring to here mainly is that of Mahayana nirvana. Although one, through the practice of, without that of bodhicitta, one can, through the understanding or the insight of emptiness or selflessness, one can lead oneself to that state of nirvana. But that alone is not sufficient. What we need to think about is that of becoming, going beyond the extreme, not only of samsara, but also of the peaceful nirvana, which means it goes to the nirvana of the lower vehicle, the Hinayana vehicle. And so to reach that kind of nirvana, which is also called nirvana, the non-abiding nirvana, one has to have this the bodhicitta in oneself. And so with the help of bodhicitta, one can lead oneself beyond the two extremes of samsara and nirvana. And so the nirvana of the Hinayana vehicle is the mere liberation from samsara as such. And so that of Buddhahood is beyond the both samsara and nirvana, and this state of Buddhahood is termed as the non-abiding nirvana.
반대로 자주생을 보시라고 오더라도 오자오지로 자주생을 보시라 자주생이니 자주생을 보시라고 하는데 그래서는 누군이 내 자주 보고를 생계발이 현존시를 세야지 잡아 봅니까 자주생 네, 지금 연합인 가문인데, 등계반의 연도의 양도로 장중들, 사지기, 최강님으로 시작이, 박제받을 때, 그게, 문유생의, 자주생들의 지다, 직속을 내때, 강화방이시, 창호가, 등계반의 연도의 양도로 장중들, 자주생님으로 자주생은 무엇이고,
And so we need to have some introduction on the bodhicitta, this spirit of enlightenment, the precious mind of enlightenment. with regards to bodhicitta, it is said by Maitreya in the Abhisamaya Alankara that bodhicitta is this wish to attain, wish for that of the complete enlightenment, the perfect complete enlightenment for the benefit of others. And so what these two lines show is that in order to experience genuine bodhicitta within oneself, there you need to create two conditions within yourself, which are called the two types of wishes or aspirations. And so one is that of wishing to become a Buddha, and then the other is to help others, sentient beings. So in order to have bodhicitta, you must have these two conditions within yourself. So these two lines from Abhisamaya Alankara, what they show is the first line is Semkhe means bodhicitta. And so this shows the identity, identifies bodhicitta itself, what it is. And what bodhicitta is defined by the remaining lines where it says shendun chir, which means for the sake of others. And what you wish for the sake of others is that of the complete and perfect enlightenment. So So these the leading lines show what you aspire to. And there are two aspirations, as we said earlier. One is to benefit other sentient beings. So you have this aspiration to bring help to other sentient beings. And on the other hand, you also have this aspiration to attain enlightenment. And so bodhicitta is qualified by these two aspirations.
누구는 요한의 용어 때문에 너는 영재사야 되지. 바보 도미기 용어 때문에 생기로 유난 나와서 맛에 딱 처음이 되는 거야. 단단 소체지. 아 네가 양쪽 올 때 뒤뒤에 생기 요한이 되는 생기 무슨 요한의 용어 때는 나는 영재 용어 생기 와. 바보 도미기 용어 때문에 생기 유난 나와서 생기 온 거야. 근데 이게 딱히 소중수 누가 네 생기 소 소도 뜰라 요즘 이거 니 생기 와. 이런 방법으로 조절되지만 내게 조절이 있어요.
And then with regard to cultivation of bodhicitta, although there are many different ways of cultivating bodhicitta, but there are two main techniques or traditions through which one can widely known through which you can cultivate bodhicitta. One is that of the tradition of following the Shandideva, Master Shandideva, who explains propounds this technique of cultivating bodhicitta through the method called equalizing and exchanging oneself with others. The other technique of cultivating bodhicitta is in the tradition of Master Asanga, who has taught in his text this technique of cultivating bodhicitta, following the what are called the six causes and the one resultant instruction. And so these are the two major kind of traditions or systems through which one can cultivate bodhicitta.
본다 유자 망아들이 생고 네 나자 그리고 네 내게 생기 시행들 유자 망아들이 생는 것도 우하열이 유자 망아들이 생기 시행들 좀 도시 또 열대열이 나 가이 생는 유자 망아들이 생들 你早下过，你早起，你那么多人你有嘞，早你早下，这个雨这个天气现在你那么多人晒的，我才有嘞，你那么多人嘛晒的能晒我多，你那么多人我能当的，那是我这，这不这不这不这不早晚上给早你下，这个雨这个天气现在你那么多人我大大多多嘞，你那么多人嘛，多大人多人多，啥多的，你这，咱们你这条件。 咱们你好多都对，你那么多东西拿了，你那么多都新来我要的，马歇歇，金田歇，金梭歇，永旺江巴歇，你年歇歇，哈桑江流什么的，都多，都马歇歇，你金田歇，你金梭歇，你永旺江巴歇，你哈桑江流什么的，都多，别拿。 그나마도 이게 나만 잠이 이제 하던 수 없지 이 정도 되게 보장 거야 이 정도 되게 이제 뭐 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 이제 뭐
Out of these two different systems or traditions into which by following which you can cultivate bodhicitta, perhaps when we deal with the seven cause and effect instruction, it may be more relevant to explain the when we deal with the two different types of aspirations which qualify bodhicitta. This may be more relevant and easier to explain the cultivation of bodhicitta based on the seven cause and effect instruction. Why that is so is because the fundamental, the root of one's Mahayana attitude is that of great compassion. And so because of that, when we talk about the seven cause and effect instruction, what we have are those of it may be quite important or good for you to also know what these seven cause and effect instruction are about. The seven cause and effect instruction deals with firstly of recognizing all mother sentient, all sentient beings as having been one's mother, and then reflecting on their kindness, and then thinking of repaying their kindness, and then the fourth one is the affectionate love. And the fifth one is the compassion, and then the sixth one is special resolve, and then comes the seventh one, is bodhicitta. And so, out of these seven cause and effect factors, what we have to know is, as we said earlier, that bodhicitta is qualified by these two aspirations to of helping others and thinking of benefiting others. And that of aspiring to attain enlightenment. Out of these seven factors, those of the fourth, fifth, and sixth ones, in other words, affectionate love, compassion, and special resolve, they comprise these, the attitude of benefiting others. And then, these becoming the cause and serving as the cause, what you finally experience is the bodhicitta. And so, bodhicitta is this the attitude or the aspiration to attain enlightenment, Buddhahood. Which is to say that bodhicitta itself focuses on the enlightenment, Buddhahood itself, whereas the love, affectionate love, compassion, and special resolve focus on benefiting others. And so to have these four different factors Three being the causal and the cofactors, and the last one being the resultant factor. We have to have the first three causes, which are recognizing others to be, as having been one's mother, and then thinking of reflecting on their kindness and repaying their kindness. These three serve as the causes for the letter, the following factors.
他说我在你这儿找着了我了，特别见面那个找，你这身体现我了，特别见面那个找，你这身体现我了，特别见面如果他就身体现没有到，那种人我感觉了，特别见面那个找的，你之前我，会找的多，找的身体特别见面如果有事，特别见面到过通过全国，然后他妈的，这特别见面那就我找的下一层身体，另外一些话呢，你我都找过，另外一些话呢。 你这怎么证明了？你这没呢？就是形容不过吧？你这底下的呢？就是身体下的，你这证明不过。这是怎么证明的？你也知道。我到底，到哪里？现在你怎么去？那你怎么了？讲你这早晚节日什么程度啊？这个我不从这里说，说不就那边了？讲你这早晚节日是什么节日？从书里了。讲这个是啥子？我很喜欢说，叫我上班的身体给我买的。 想把他年纪给控制算，这个就讲明用过，讲把他年纪给他就给讲明，所以我说不用过了嘛。大家要多少上个东西，就是用多少个嘛的，再要多少家务上个东西，没我们，这永远的少用啥东西，想把他年纪少，年纪少就讲明，所以我说不用过了。
And so, when you practice Mahayana path, the most important practice in Mahayana is that of compassion. It is said that the that of compassion is the root of Mahayana path. Just as we also say that Bodhicitta is the gateway to Mahayana path. In order to experience bodhicitta, in order for this bodhicitta to occur within your mind, you must have compassion towards other sentient beings. And so compassion must precede bodhicitta, because it is compassion which leads to that of bodhicitta. So, therefore, in the great treatise on the stage of the path by Lama Tsongkhapa, he is emphatic in using this phrase where he says cultivation of bodhicitta, which is rooted in love and compassion, and so. It is not just sufficient to wish that you may become a Buddha and a fully enlightened one, because without the compassion and love, then it cannot happen. And so, what we have, if you wish to become a Buddha for the sake of other sentient beings, you must have love and compassion towards other sentient beings. Without which, by praying or wishing to become a Buddha alone, you will not become a Buddha as such. And so, through the force of those of love and compassion, what you can hope is to attain Buddhahood.
现在就我这边那里这个人，从不把这些好物买了哇，就我这边那里买买买工地，不给他，不给他，好的你买了哇，没把这些好物买了哇，他就有点现在的就在什么人啥机会了，所以还是说什么，这是阳光上的生态，上面去上班的人，不能也这样在这里进来上阳光上的生态，这里就是到底到，但是是不一样哇，对。 jam ni je ro jam ba sing yi san ne de wo de jam ba ba ni ji yi wo ga sa a ma wa che na sa ye sa ye wo to ja wo che ye sa ye wo to ja wo sa ba jin ji da ji su ba de de ge wo de su ba le sa ji wo de jo ji to che le wa jam ni ji de jam ba da ni je ro me ji yo mi he su ba de do su ko la jam ba da ni sa ho no mi bi shi ni ni ji mi na jo mi ji ni che ji su ba de jan do su ji de na ye to che na
When Master Atisha visited Tibet, and the situation in Tibet was such that people, of course, were aware of bodhicitta, but they were not really aware of how bodhicitta should be cultivated, you know, on the basis of cultivating those of love and compassion. And so people, of course, knew this prayer where you say, I take refuge in the Buddha Dhamma and Sangha, or the Supreme Assembly, until I'm enlightened. And then you also say, this verse on Buddha called Refuge and Bodhicitta, and people in Tibet before Adisha's visit knew this verse. And then what happened was when Adisha asked what Bodhicitta asked the Tibetans what Bodhicitta was, the answer that the Tibetans gave was it is this wish to become a Buddha. To reach the state of Buddhahood. But they were not, they didn't understand that Buddha. This wish to become a Buddha must be based on love and compassion. And therefore, Master Adisha said that there are bodhisattvas in Tibet who do not actually know that bodhicitta, the experience of bodhicitta, should be, you know, or must be preceded by the experience of love and compassion. And so he was a little bit annoyed by how the Tibetans didn't understand that the bodhicitta must be based or rooted in love and compassion.
So,
我講我。And so when you cultivate bodhicitta, this must be brought about through compassion. Called experience of compassion must give impetus to therefore the cultivation of bodhicitta to oneself. And therefore when you cultivate compassion, what you have is first of all the object to which you focus your mind, which is that of all sentient beings, regardless of who they may be. You do not discriminate any sentient being, but think of all sentient beings, and the form of the attitude or the thoughts that you have is the wish to for all these sentient beings to be free from suffering. And so without this compassion growing within yourself, there's no way you can actually bring about bodhicitta within yourself.
So, 我们要发展了，完了条件呢，就是要我操那上面当用户，其他没事。人家把人都对，人家人都对，人家人都对，人家人都对，人家人都对，人家人都对，人家人都对，人家人都对，人家人都对，人家人都对，人家人都对，人家人都对，人家人都对，人家人都对，人家人都对，人家人都对，人家人都对，人家人都对，人家人都对，人家人都对，人家人都对，人家人都对，人家人都对，人家人都对，人家人都对，人家人都对，人家人都对，人家人都对，人家人都对，人家人都对，人家人都对，人家人都对，人家人都对，人家人都对，人家人都对，人家人都对，人家人都对，人家人都对，人家人都对，人家人都对，人家人都对，人家人都对，人家人都对，人家人都对，人家人都对，人家人都对，人家人都对，人家人都对，人家人都对，人家人都对，人家人都对，人家人都对，人家人都对，人家人都对，人家人都对，人家人都对，人家人都对，人家人都对
sam sam tam wo de ji ji ba kha dan ji ma de yo da he da ji sen cho lo sa yo de
What happens to us sometimes in our life is when we hear about these great qualities of Buddha, we of course have this wish to become a Buddha. We think, how nice if I could become a Buddha, how nice if I could attain that state of Buddhahood. Because you hear so much about, so much good qualities of Buddhahood. But on the other hand, while we think of becoming a Buddha, or while we wish to become a Buddha, what happens to us is when we see different people, different beings, such as those who we consider as our adversaries, our enemies, and on the other hand, those whom we consider as our relatives or near and dear ones. What happens to us is we automatically, become attached to the near ones and to those of the adversaries. And then we also discriminate between this and that sentient being, this person, that person, this animal, and so forth. And so naturally we have this tendency to discriminate sentient beings. Even though, on the other hand, we wish to become a Buddha, we lack this the factor of not discriminating sentient beings. Because of this, what happens is we are not able to cultivate the factors which add up to therefore bodhicitta to become a Buddha, and so. If you wish to become a Buddha, then what you should also have is this attitude of wishing the sentient beings, whoever they may be, whatever kind of sentient being you may come across, as soon as you see them, when using them as your focus, you have to feel this wish for them to be free of suffering. Without this wish to be free, wish for other sentient beings to be free of suffering, there's no way you can actually hope to become a Buddha as such. Of course, the mere thought of wishing to become a Buddha is something positive, something virtuous, but that alone is not sufficient. What you have to have is this compassion, wishing for sentient beings to be free from suffering.
从我们的战争过来，不打仗再要马虎，现在他们家人民呢，也是什么军用水，就是做了民的农民都会，农民都是现在，从毛主席这帮工人的军人中国来，他的工作嘛，工人是怎么样的？第一，咱这干的用过了，现在，朝鲜呢，春节冬奥运呢都得进过来，春节冬奥运。
现在是不是嘛？现在有的人农行的干的机会，农行也不用心。农行农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农业农
이제 가는 이 나야. 랑이 이제 그 미사병이 이 다에 내년에서야 그 조금 말고 좀 뭐 무슨 말이든 뭐 나도 아주 좀 뭐 제가 좀 뭐 이 먹으면 세상에 오만 코총은 장군이죠. 초지는 누가 누가기네 그냥 그 누가 누가이나 쓰지 야고 자고 초지는 누가기 나를 신전 대소 라는 뜻이라 기다 뒤에서 뭐 이봐라 라는 뜻이라 이 콘돌링의 얘기 콘돌이들에서 속이 말 부이듯이 말이 팍팍 이제 파마를 지도 못해지 나와지네요 그거 이제 뭐하는 사람이 오고 나지 나도 용어만 용어 지원만 수작하자는 저 용어 수작하자는 나와지 용어 용어는 누가 자동으로 휴수와 때는 용서 쏘아이네 용어 근데 유유네 주제는 전수님은 이거 하나 용어라 충성 초지는 말하고 순전 농에 나와지 순전히 그냥 뜨서 말하고 기단민지는 연방으로 그들이 우두보로 쉬우더니 나머지 쉬우더니 그래 시작이 그냥 우선 뭐 와도 뭐가 아니지 이게 누가 나만 마시게 뜨면 진짜 판자지 내년에 뭐 홀통 쉬우이네 나이 부르고 그랬더니 험하는 사람이 이게 누가 이제 뭐 좋은 이제 니 이거 저보다 내대요. 나이 나 방학이라는 꾸는 민지 수가 쉬우는 거야. 부기라는 방학을 민지 와는 거지 이거. 그래서 저보다 내, 저보다 자원이 눈물 내대요. 초지는 저와 초지는 자원이 돼요. 그래서 이제 내가 그냥 자고 그래서 너무 이제 되니 좀 깨요. 반성 반성. 초지는 안 와도 일기다. 누구든 도둑 동시 땀이 죽으러 갔는데 죽었더니 죽었더니 막 니지 다시 가시면 누가 이놈에게 누가 누가 니가 죽으러 갔더니 월가 죽으니 미체를 죽으니 윤대 짜르르 죽으니 니지가 가시면 누가 이리 마요 이리 야구 죽은 누가 이리 마요를 잡아주면 니지게 야 니지게 차대 그래서 누막이 있나야 니지 대통령이 딱 웃었으면 배치라는 것은 코로나 스티브제하고 니유인 것이 아들이에요. 찌름이 있는 것은 러시아고, 찌름이 있는 것은 이스라엘 씨고, 어때? 띠기 딱 방송하고, 리스마 저걸로 되고.
In order to have this genuine and compassion towards all sentient beings, where you wish all sentient beings to be free from suffering, it's not, I mean, of course, something which will happen easily. To have this kind of experience, to have this kind of attitude towards all sentient beings, where you think and wish that they may be free from suffering, there are many of the processes which must precede this experience of compassion. So you have to give a lot of thought before having this experience of compassion. Now, in order to cultivate the compassion and to experience this compassion within yourself, what you must have on the one hand is what you must know on the one hand is that of understanding what suffering is, how sentient beings are tormented by suffering, and then on the other hand you also have to have this attitude of looking at all sentient beings as being attractive, something affectionate to them, you have to feel affectionate to them. And these do not happen to us automatically. What happens to us is, first of all, without the recognizing what suffering is and how sentient beings are actually suffering, And without looking at sentient beings with a feeling of dearness, and thinking that how helpful and beneficial they are to yourself, such as being your parents and so forth, what will happen is, I mean, you will not be able to experience genuine compassion within yourself. There is no way that compassion and bodhicitta can actually grow within yourself. And so what usually happens to us is, of course, when we see some sentient being who is suffering or having some kind of trouble or misery, we feel some kind of sympathy for them. Like in the case of, for example, parents, however angry some parents may be, when they see their own children suffering from sickness and so forth, they automatically feel, you know, sad and sorry, and then feel compassion towards those the children. So, but then, on the other hand, although they have some sort of compassion and love towards their children, when they see other people who are, like, who may be rich and famous, so forth, when they see this, what happens to them is they, instead of feeling compassion and love towards them, they feel like becoming rich like those rich people. And so what we are lacking is this unconditional love to and compassion towards all sentient beings, no matter who they are. I mean, we must have this unconditional love and compassion towards all sentient beings. And so when we see sentient beings who are suffering, or when we see sentient beings who are not suffering as such, but are having a great life and rich and so forth, we should have this equal sort of attitude towards all of them, wishing them out of suffering. So this is not happening to us normally. When we see some rich and famous people, we aspired to be like them, and instead of feeling compassion and wishing them out of suffering. And so on the one hand, we have to have this understanding of suffering, the nature of sentient beings, and on the other hand, we also have to feel sympathy, feel sentient beings to be dear to us. So with these causes, then you can cultivate and develop compassion within yourself.
저 가이자마자마도 이상 이 분석 고래 분석 하는데 이거 모르고 있는데 옛날 시에 전부로 그라 이거를 와 좀 모르고 있다고 그러는데 그래서 이제 제로 지금 와 그 수도들의 진짜 진짜에 대해 그래서 그런 거 오가로 와 그거 고래 분석을 잡아야 돼. 걸어들이 이제 마저 공라 신전님이 신전 누워기 나와 이제 깨워라 랑이 때도 호화기 누워서는 이 정도 호도 들어와 이제 당 이제는 이정님부터 가파로 서로 잘 누워 랑 누워기 나와라 코에 누워기 코와 신전 코에 누워기 나와라 이제 맨아 이제 누워기 나와 이제 용도 들어와 이제 영화 시간에 이제 누워기 나와라 이제 깨워라 让东西拿了你就你就能够。第一天他卡不好说我让东西拿了后面后面那么一直一直说还是觉得后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后面后
So when we see people, other people, you know, wealthy or famous and so forth, or what we actually, how we tend to react towards them is kind of wishing to be like them. Instead of feeling compassion, feeling wishing them out of suffering, we rather wish for the same kind of status and wealth and so forth. Why that is so is because deep down we have this clinging, attachment and desire towards the pleasures of the samsara. And because of this desire, because of this attachment, we don't feel compassion towards other sentient beings, although they may be rich and famous and so forth. And therefore, what we need to understand and what we need to practice is that compassion towards all sentient beings, understanding that all of them, whoever they may be, whether they are rich or famous or kings and presidents and so forth, we have to understand that they are in the nature of suffering, regardless of what kind of social status or they may be in. We have to understand that they are in the nature of suffering and feel compassion towards them. Because now, in order to develop compassion, this genuine compassion where you wish others to be out of suffering, what we need is that of the sense of renunciation, or understanding that we ourselves are in the nature of suffering as well. And therefore you have to understand your condition of suffering in samsara before you can actually experience compassion towards others. And therefore the experience of compassion must be preceded by this thought of renunciation, where you wish to be out of this suffering nature that you are in. So without renunciation, without wishing yourself, understanding that you are in the nature of suffering and wishing that you want to be out of this suffering, there is no way you can actually develop compassion towards others, because you don't understand the nature of suffering that you are in. I mean, how can you actually think of others being in the nature of suffering and wishing them out of suffering?
그런데 말하고 너무 이용한 대로 오래 남이 좋아하는 순이나 너무 전체 이제 뭐 이제 이제 이제라든 이제 누가 이 나올면 이제 와달라 라면서도 호화 지지되게 누가 선배고는 미중도 만들고 이런 미중고 이렇게 내가들도 허기나 이거 이제 파카고 보고도 이제 저렇게 해요. 그것이는 저도 하나 라나 호화는 이유나 이제 그 누가 이나 그 누가 이 나와는 이유나 你这些人在那你要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要要
就大堂说花堂的第四三十六人容易拿完这个东西，你需要去忘了，说你如果说说我今天然后如果你拿完了你用我说我今天如果你能成绩是这一方面的动物，你是别用我晚上说了你用我了前面别说了提前表示我就说了你用我了因为我想把你用我了你就用我了送的都无所你来好不了
Now, in order to experience this the genuine wish to be, in order to have this genuine wish to be out of suffering, thinking about the suffering nature of yourself, that you wish to be out of suffering, to reach that called the state of liberation, we have to think about the nature of suffering. The samsara as a whole, as well as the different existences that are in samsara, the specific kind of sufferings that are in samsara. And so, because of that, now, even if you may have this genuine sense of wishing to be out of suffering, or the genuine sense of renunciation, which means the wish that you want definitely to be out of suffering, out of the samsara, does it necessarily lead to the experience of compassion? It does not. Now, why that is so is because in the case of the practitioners of Hinayana path, those of the Shravakas and Pratyeka Buddha vehicle, the practitioners of these two vehicles, although they have the genuine sense of renunciation, that they have this genuine aspiration to liberation, they do not necessarily have compassion towards other sentient beings, in the sense that they do not have this genuine wish for all sentient beings to be out of suffering as such. In the case of, for example, those of the Shravaka arahants, they are liberated, but they do not have this compassion towards all sentient beings, wishing them all out of suffering. Why that is so is because they lack what is called the affectionate love towards sentient beings. Looking at sentient beings as being attractive, something pleasant and attractive for them. And so because they lack this affectionate love towards sentient beings, they are not able to cultivate, they are not able to experience compassion for sentient beings. Whereas in our case, what we lack is that of this sense of renunciation, this wish to be out of samsara, wish to be definitely free from the suffering. We lack that. Whereas the Shravakas and Pratyeka Buddha practitioners in our hearts lack this affectionate love towards sentient beings. Because of that, they're not able to have this compassion towards other sentient beings. And in our case, we are not able to have compassion because we lack this sense of renunciation. And so, in order to be able to develop compassion, what we must develop first is that of renunciation. Now, when we talk about renunciation, it's not just you know, wishing to be free from suffering, samsara, such as all kinds of troubles and problems that we face in our life. Of course, nobody really wants them, and everybody knows that these are some of the experiences which we don't want, which nobody desires and want to avoid. But what we, when we talk about what they call renunciation, we have to understand that we must not be attached to the pleasures of samsara, the what are called the marvels of samsara. We have to try to overcome even this marveling at the pleasure or the attractive things in samsara as such. And so it's not only the obvious sufferings that we usually know that nobody really wants them, but even the marvels of samsara must not be attached to. We must not be attached to them, but feel that they are the nature of suffering and want to be out of this condition. And so once you develop this, when we talk about now that cultivating renunciation, this is cultivating the part of the beings, what is called the part of the being, the intermediate scope. And so in order to experience this part of the intermediate, the part common to intermediate beings with intermediate scope, what we have to again experience is that of turning our back to the marvels of samsara in this life. Without being able to turn our back to the marvels of samsara in this life, there's no way you can actually think of the turning of mind away from the marvels of samsara as a whole, which means you cannot have renunciation as such. So when we deal with this the graduated path of enlightenment, what we have to understand is that the path to enlightenment must be cultivated in a gradual manner, step by step manner, where you first develop the path which are common to the beings of small scope, as we say, such as turning our mind away from the pleasures of this life, the marvels of this life, and this which in turn leads you to have this experience of the renunciation, or the path which is common to the beings with called intermediate scope, where you turn your mind completely away from the marvels and pleasures of samsara as a whole, and then you can from there go into the path of the beings with greater scope. And so the whole path system leading to Buddhahood is a graduated path, and you cannot just take one like the path of the beings with the path common to beings with the intermediate scope and, you know, just do the practices pertaining to them without these experiences which I explained in the path common to the intermediate scope by those of the path of the being with small scope. And therefore, it's always comes in a progressive manner rather than, you know, in a random kind of randomly. And so, because of that, when we talk about when we have to keep teaching on, when we have to talk about the six perfections, what we have to understand is the six perfections cannot be just explained like that. We have to understand that six perfections have to be based, the practice of six perfections have to be based on, the bodhicitta. And in order to experience bodhicitta, we have to be rooted in the renunciation, the compassion, and so forth. And then this compassion, in turn, is rooted, has to come about based on the renunciation, which in turn has to come about based on the path that way, the small scope. And so, and because of that, now we have to first of all turn our mind away from the pleasures of this life, and then develop the renunciation, which in turn should lead to that of compassion and bodhicitta. And so, because of this, the practice of six perfections must be based on that of bodhicitta, without which you cannot have the six perfections.
这样我的这边就没有决心，这个生意怎么办？这地方啊，从云南过来，这边就没决心的，这边就没决心的，我们这里做广告做云南的，这边是云南的，你要做那个，我都讲过，你那边怎么就不讲那么多？我说要办。So
in order to become familiar with all these the progressive path, what we have to have is that a Mahayana master who can actually show us the correct path and in a gradual manner. And therefore, what we have, what we must have, is a master, Mahayana, master who understands and knows the path system leading to Buddhahood. But it's not only not sufficient to have someone who knows the path, but we also have to have someone who that person must be someone who also integrates the teaching within themselves, be practical about the teachings, and have at least some realization of the whole path system. It's very difficult to have such an experience, but in order to practice the path, this gradual path system, we have to have somebody with knowledge and experience of it, the whole
the entire Maya part.
And so, on the one hand, what we have to have is the sense of renunciation, and then also the not being attached to the pleasures or the marvels of this life, in order to experience the Maya path. On the other hand, we also have to follow the system of the six and the seven cause and effect instruction, or therefore we call the system of tradition called exchanging and equalizing and exchanging self with others. And so these we have to have these different causes.
Although when cultivating the bodhicitta in ourselves, we need to follow both the systems or traditions called the seven cause and effect instruction and the first equalizing exchanging with self with others. But sometimes it may be a difference in the nature of different beings, that some beings may find it's more suitable for them if they followed the system, the seven cause and effect system, to cultivate bodhicitta, whereas others may find it more suitable and appropriate for them to cultivate bodhicitta through the other system, exchanging, equalizing, and exchanging itself with others. So this it depends in the nature and the mentality and the nature of different beings. Because sometimes, especially in the West, we find when teachers talk about talk about or give teachings on cultivating bodhicitta based on the seven cause and effect system, where the first factor, the important factor is that of recognizing all sentient beings as one's mother, and then the second one, reflecting on their kindness. Some people have difficulty acknowledging their mother being kind to them. So because of that, they don't like the, when they hear the transition, they don't find it suitable for them. And so, if such the case, then it may be easier for such people to cultivate bodhicitta based on this, the equalizing and exchanging self with others system or the technique of cultivating bodhicitta. Where you think that all sentient beings, regardless of who they are, including yourself, you can think that all sentient beings are and yourself are equal in the sense that just as you don't want suffering, they also don't want suffering. Just as you want happiness, they also want happiness. So in that sense, we are equal. And so in this way, rather than thinking or reflecting on what the sentient beings have been given, one's mother and so forth, you can shift your focus on sentient beings at times when they were not your mothers, but still how they are equal to yourself in terms of wishing happiness and not wishing suffering. And so then if other people find it more suitable for them to cultivate bodhicitta based on the other technique where you think about another sentient being as having been to one's mother and then reflecting on the kindness of God, you should follow that system. And so it although when you cultivate bodhicitta, it is said that you do follow both these techniques, but sometimes because of the difference in people's intelligence and so forth, it makes difference to follow one system and not the other. Then when you think about when you develop bodhicitta, following this concept technique of exchanging, equalizing, exchanging oneself with others, you also have to see the faults and the disadvantages of cherishing oneself, self-cherishing attitude, and then the advantage or the benefits of cherishing others. And so by also incorporating these factors within your practice, and you should cultivate bodhicitta. So for the morning session,
Sajipokiya Yoshimbe.